And so Jesus was showing them.
所以耶稣在跟他们显明。
He says it's not that you are dirty.
他说不是说你们肮脏。
He says as you walk.
而是当你们行走在这世上过生活，你会被污染。
Contaminated with what people say, maybe with their bitterness.
或许被人们所说的话，他们的苦毒给污染了。
Maybe with their unbelief.
或许被他们的不信给污染了。
Maybe spill out all the garbage of their anger.
或许他们把他们所有生气的垃圾通通给吐出来。
Maybe they fill your ears like a garbage pail.
或许他们把你的耳朵当成垃圾桶一样的填满了。
With their own criticisms.
因着他们所有的批评。
Or their own bitterness.
或是他们的苦毒。
And so we get contaminated.
所以我们就被污染了。
And when they gather together to sup with Jesus,
当他们聚集在一起跟耶稣用餐的时候，
it's interesting that no one wanted to go find a basin of water.
很有趣的是，没有人想要去找那个装水的盆子。
They preferred to sit there like they were.
他们宁可就是那样子的坐在那里。
After all, nobody had washed their feet.
毕竟没有人洗他们的脚。
So you couldn't tell where that smell was coming from.
所以没有人说得出来那个味道是从哪一个人身上出来的。
It was just from all of them.
是他们所有的人都有。
And they'd rather go that way than go get a basin and wash somebody, wash them all.
他们都那样子，却宁可那样子，也不愿意去找水盆来把大家都洗干净。
But one thing God likes, and that's what Jesus was showing us.
但是神喜欢的一样，这也就是耶稣在跟我们显明的。
He likes things clean.
他喜欢干净的东西。
How many of you like a clean house?
有多少人喜欢干净的家？
Especially we like a clean house.
为什么我们喜欢家里干净？
I've been in some houses that weren't very clean.
我去过一些家不是很干净。
I was invited out to eat in a poor Indian house.
我曾经被人家邀请去一个很贫穷的印第安人的家里面。
And it was a very poor house.
他们家里非常的穷，那个房子很差。
Chickens were under the table.
那个鸡在桌子下面，餐桌下。
The dog was in one corner, the pig in the other.
狗在一个角落，猪在另外一个角落。
The floor was just dirt.
那它的地板呢，就是尘土而已。
No windows.
没有窗户。
They're very poor folk, but nice people.
他们是很穷的人，但是是很好的人。
They're doing the best they knew how.
他们是按照他们所知道的尽量在做。
And they begged us to please come and eat with them.
他就非常一直求我们去跟他们一起用餐。
I tried to get out of it, but I couldn't.
我试着要能够摆脱，但是没有办法。
And we sat there.
我们坐在那里。
They decided to feed us pancakes.
他们决定要给我们吃煎饼。
About 2 inches thick.
差不多两寸厚。
We struggled with the pancakes.
我们吃那饼的时候很挣扎。
My wife and I.
我太太跟我在一起。
But one time they'd been in our house.
但是有一次他们去了我们家。
And we had given them a meal.
我们有不同的饭。
And as our custom, things were clean, and we had little.Paper napkins.
那我们都保持得很干净，而且我们有习惯用餐巾纸。
And we serve them like we serve everybody.
那我们服侍他们就像给对其他人一样。
And this dear woman suddenly remembered our paper napkins.
这个亲爱的女人，她突然想到了我们的这个餐巾纸。
And there was no covering on the table.
那桌上没有东西盖着。
Except the flies.
除了苍蝇以外。
They covered the table.
苍蝇遮盖了桌子。
And she realized we had no napkins.
哦，她忽然发现说，哦，我们没有餐巾纸。
Oh, she said.
她就说
，You have no napkins.
哦，你没有餐巾纸。
Oh, and she went over the corner.
她到角落去。
And she swatted the chicken off a piece of old cloth. And she shook it. I said, "Here, you can use that between you." And she was so happy.
他就把那个脚到角落去把鸡赶走，然后在鸡的脚下面呢有一块破布，他就把它拿起来抖一抖，然后放在我们当中说，哦，这个你们可以用做餐巾纸。
Well, as we go on, we learn to like things clean.
我们继续的过生活，我们会学习喜欢干净的东西。
And that comes from God.
这是从神来的。
Because he's our creator.
因为他是创造我们的。
And he likes things clean.
他喜欢干净的东西。
I don't know how clean you were in your house.
我不晓得你在家里有多干净。
But I didn't let my children eat without washing their hands.
但是我不会让孩子没有洗手就吃东西。
And more than once they'd come and run in from play and come and sit on the table.
不止一次，他们从外面玩了回来，然后坐在餐桌前。
And I say, did you wash your hands?
我都会问说，你有没有洗手啊
？They're clean, Daddy.
爸爸干净的。
Did you wash your hands?
你洗过手了没有
？No.
没有。
Go wash.
去洗。
So we don't eat because we know now, as the world has developed, that the worst dirt is the invisible dirt.
因为当这世界渐渐的发展，我们知道最脏的东西其实是看不见的。
The germs, the microbes, the viruses.
是细菌，还有微生物，还有那滤过性病毒，你看不见。
And we need to do our best to fight them.
我们需要尽量的来抵挡他们。
And that's true also with the things of God. The worst sins are the sins you can't see.
在神的世界里面也是这样子，最糟糕的罪是你看不见的罪。
We can see when a man is drunk.
当一个人喝醉的时候，我们看见。
But it's not so easy to see when he's bitter.
但是当他苦读的时候，你并不是那么容易看见的。
And angry with God.
还有他生神的气的时候。
Those are the worst things.
这些是最糟糕的东西。
And the Bible says bitterness contaminates other people.
圣经讲苦读会污染其他的人。
And when we come to the house of the Lord,
当我们到了神的家中，
He's saying to us, I want you to learn to wash your feet.
他在教导我们说，我要你学习洗你的脚。
And the most wonderful thing about it,
这个最奇妙的一点是，
Jesus is the only one that can wash our feet.
只有耶稣能够洗我们的脚。
No wonder Peter said, "No, no, not me."
难怪彼得说不，不要，我不要。
He was ashamed.
他很不好意思。
With dirty feet, he's so clean and so beautiful. He's gonna, oh no, no, no.
因为他自己的脚这么脏，却看到耶稣是这么的干净。
And so he was prepared to sit there the whole night without washing his feet.
所以他本来准备好一整个晚上都坐在那里，脚不用洗了。
And many people are prepared to come to service and never bother to wash their feet.
很多人也准备好到教会去，但是从来不要洗他的脚。
Because they know they can't do it.
因为他们知道自己没有办法做的。
They're going to ask somebody else to do it.
他们必须请别人来帮他们做。
And that somebody else is Jesus.
而那一位就是耶稣。
And they're ashamed.
他们很不好意思。
Afraid.
害怕。
So just kind of.Tuck their feet under the chair and just smile.
所以就把脚藏在椅子下面，坐在那里微笑。
But Jesus likes people when they come to his house to be clean.
但是耶稣喜欢人们到他家中的时候是干净的。
He says, "You're clean. It's not that you're an outright sinner."
他说你们是干净的，不是说你们是
You've been forgiven.
犯了罪的人，你们已经得赦免了。
But let's get rid of the garbage that your feet bring in.
但是让我们除掉你的脚带进来的垃圾。
Maybe you've got an ear full of garbage.
或许你的耳朵充满了垃圾。
Sometimes you have two ears full.
有时候你的两只耳朵都充满垃圾。
Sometimes all the space between is packed.
有时候两只耳朵之间的空间也给装满了。
But we've got to get rid of it.
我们必须把这些东西除掉。
If we're going to sit there in the presence of God and enjoy it.
如果我们要坐在那里享受神的同在的话。
So we just get a hold of the garbage and say, Lord,You take it.
所以我们就把垃圾带到他的面前，说：“主啊，求你接受。
Wash me.
求你把我洗干净。
Wash me new.
重新的洗干净。
Wash me again today.
今天再一次的把我洗干净。
You say, I washed yesterday. I know.
你说我昨天已经洗过，洗过，我知道。
My children tried to convince me of that too.
我的孩子也试着要这样说服我。
But they never were successful.
但是他们没有一次成功。
I said, you go wash again.
我说你再去洗。
Until he said, you don't know what I'm doing, but what I'm really doing, it's not your physical feet I'm concerned about.
他说你们不你不晓得我在做的什么事情，这个东西其实是
That's why I said a strange thing. You're already clean.
这不是跟你的外在有关，这就是为什么他说你早就已经干净了。
Because we read in the 15th chapter, he said, now you are clean through the word that I spoke to you.
因为在十五章的时候，他有讲到说，你们现在因为我所讲的话，我的道已经洁净了。不是说你们肮脏，
It's that your feet are dirty.
而是说你们的脚是肮脏的。
It's a contamination we pick up without even thinking, without even noticing.
这是我们甚至没有思想、没有注意到的时候就会被污染
了。As we walk through life,
当我们在世上过生活
，and as we share life with other people around us.
当我们跟周围的人分享生活的时候
，It's hard for people to share things with you and not affect you a little bit.
人们跟你分享一些东西很难不稍微的影响到你。
Because things can splatter and just a stain here and stain there.
因为事情有可能像水花一样的溅开，污染了这里那里。
But even a splatter is full of germs.
但是甚至溅开的水都可能充满了细菌。
And so he's showing that when we gather together,
所以他在跟我们写明，当我们聚集在一起的时候，
we fulfill the custom when we come in the door,
我们就要去符合这个习俗。当我们进了门，
that's the first thing you do when you enter service.
当你进到聚会的时候，你做的最好做的第一件事情，
is pause a few moments,
就是稍微停下来，
get quiet inside,
里面安静了。
Say, Lord,
说主啊，
wash me again,
求你再次的洗净我。
I want to be able to lift up clean hands before you.
我想要在你的面前举起清洁的手。
I want to walk clean on your in your presence.
我想要在你的同在中能够清洁的行走。
I want to be pleasing in your sight.
我想要在你的面前蒙你悦纳。
I don't want to be a stink in your temple.
我不要在你的圣殿中发臭。
I don't want to create an atmosphere around me that's a hindrance to others.
我不想要在我周围创造出一种气氛，成为别人的拦阻。
I've seen some people come into a room.
我看到有些人进到一个房子里面。
And they're angry.
他们很生气。
And their eyes are blazing.
他们的眼睛像是着火的样子。他们的牙齿
都咬得紧紧。Maybe they don't say a word.
或许他们一句话都不说。
But everybody in the room begins to.
但是那个房间里面，每一个人通通都会。
The atmosphere
都会感觉到，会感觉到那个气氛。
We affect the atmosphere around us.
我们会影响周围的气氛。
Whether we like it or not.
不管我们自己喜不喜欢。
If in that day we're talking of in Jesus' day.
如果我们是在耶稣的时代。
A man didn't have to say a word.
一个人不用讲一句话。
But his feet made an atmosphere.
但是他的脚就会创造出个气氛
Didn't they?
对不对
Wherever they had walked They brought that atmosphere in
因为他们所行走的地方然后就把那个气氛带进来了
And we can bring in an atmosphere of faith and hope and love
我们有可能把信心盼望爱的气氛带进来
Or we can bring in an atmosphere of unbelief
或是把
suspicion
不相信怀疑的气氛
criticism
还有批评的气氛
And our hearts are closed
这样子我们的心就是封闭的
And we even affect an area around us.
我们甚至会影响到四周的人
Because there's an atmosphere.
因为有一种气氛
And Jesus, you don't understand now, but you'll understand later.
耶稣说你现在不明白但是你后来会明白的
That's why I said, if I don't wash your feet,
这就是为什么他说我若不洗你的脚
you can't have a part with me.
你就跟我无份了
If I don't wash your feet, you can't enjoy the service, really.
我如果不洗你的脚，你就没有办法真正的享受聚会。
Sometimes you just gotta say, if you're gonna enjoy the service and enter into it and have a part in it.
有时候你就是你想要享受聚会，想要进入当中，在当中有份。
You're just gonna have to take a minute and wash your feet.
你必须花一点时间先洗你的脚。
Get all that garbage outside.
把那些垃圾都丢到外面去。
Put it in his basin and he'll throw it out for you.
放在他的盆子里面，他会为你丢掉的。
Because he so loves cleanness.
因为他非常喜欢干净
That he's even willing to take the garbage and dump it for you
他甚至愿意为你接受这个垃圾为你倒掉
He loves things clean
他让事情变得干净
He loves things to be always re-cleaned
他爱事情总是不断地再变得洁净
Because in this life we're always getting re-dirty
因为在这世上我们总是会再一次地弄脏了
And as the natural is a picture of the spiritual
自然的事情就是属灵事情的图画
Just in life, one of the biggest duties of life is chasing dirt out of our house or out of our bodies.
就像在生活中我们最大的一个责任就是要把脏的东西从我们的家我们的身体上赶走
So in the spiritual life
在属灵的生活也是一样
One of the biggest duties is just keeping things clean around us.
最大的职责就是保持周围东西的干净
So we have a good atmosphere.
好让那个有保持一个好的气氛
so we can enter into it and have a part of it
使我们能够进入当中能够有份
and sit down with Jesus at the table
跟耶稣一起坐在桌前
and enjoy it
享受
and that's what he's teaching us
这就是他在教导我们的
God loves things clean
神喜欢干净的东西
God loves things clean
神喜欢干净的东西
and he doesn't like things dirty
他不喜欢肮脏的东西
that's one of the things he's showing us about God
这就是他跟我们写明神的一件事。
It's not that he was angry with his disciples.
不是他生门徒的气。
He didn't scold them and reprimand them.
他也没有责备他们，指责他们。
What did you come in the house this way for?
说你们怎么会这样子进到家 家来？没有说你为什么做那个事情。
Why did you step over that?
为什么你踩到那个东西呢
？Or you step right in the middle of it?
或是说你就踩到那个当中，你不能够进来这里。
No, no, he didn't do that.
没有，他没有那样做。
He said, "Just let me wash them."
他说就让我来洗。
And you know something that to me is so beautiful.
你知道有一点对我来说是很美的。
That he took the lowest servant's place.
就是他担任了最低等仆人的角色。
To wash his disciples, may make them clean.
来洗他的门徒，好让门徒能够变得干净。
And you know he's still doing that.
你知道他仍然在做这样的事情。
No one else can wash me.
其他的人没有办法洗净我。
I don't even know where the water is to wash myself.
我甚至不晓得水在哪里能够洗我自己
Or the basin, where to put it.
也不晓得盆在哪里
And I have to ask him.
我必须求他
And I'm sorry, I'm ashamed.
我很难过我很羞愧
I wish I'd been more careful how I walked.
我真希望我本来更小心怎么样能够好好的行走
By the look and by the smell, he can tell where I walked.
但是他一看他一闻就能够知道我走在哪里了
I wish I hadn't walked there.
我真希望我没有走到那里去
But there it is.
但是就在那里
And I've had to be washed many, many, many times.
我必须被洗干净要许许多多次
But he never once scolded me.
但是他从来就没有一次责备我
He never once reprimanded me.
他从来没有一次斥责我
He never once was angry with me.
他从来没有一次生我的气
But always when I'd ask him.
当我求他的时候
He'd pick up the basin.
他总是拿起盆子
Take a towel,
拿起手巾
and come and kneel down,
来跪下来
and wash my feet again.
再一次洗我的脚
What a wonderful Savior.
何等奇妙的救主
To humble himself so much.
他这么样的降卑了自己
Because he loves his kids.
因为他爱他的孩子们
And he knows we get dirty all the time.
他知道我们常常会弄脏
But like I've taken my children and washed their hands and washed their feet.
就像我带着我的孩子去洗他们的手洗他们的脚
So he comes to me
他也来
To wash my hands
淋到我洗我的手
And wash my feet
洗我的脚
Lord Jesus
主耶稣
You're so wonderful
你何等奇妙
I thank you that that's what you are
我感谢你你就是这样子的
Heaven is going to be very clean
天上会是非常干净的地方
No garbage there
那里没有垃圾
Nothing unclean there
那里没有不干净的东西
And you don't like unclean things
你不喜欢不干净的东西
And so Father
所以父王
Come tonight and wash our feet
今天晚上求你来洗我们的脚
Bring water from that fountain that washes so clean
求你从那个把我们洗净的泉源带水来
And wash our feet
洗我们的脚
Wash my feet
洗我的脚
Wash every feet here of everyone
洗这里每一位的脚
So we can be clean before you
使我们能够在你的面前洁净
Put within our hearts, Lord, the desire to be always clean in your presence
求你把这渴望放在我们里面让我们希望在你面前总是洁净
It doesn't take long for you to wash our feet
你洗我们的脚不需要花很多的时间
But you won't do it unless we want you to
但是除非我们想要你这样做不然你不会做的
Unless we ask you to
除非我们求你这样做
But Lord let every heart reach out to you time after time
愿我们的心都一次一次的要
Oh Jesus
到你那里去
Son of David
说耶稣大卫的子孙
Man of Galilee
加利利人
The Nazarene
拿撒勒人
The Son of God
神的儿子
So high
至高
And yet so low
又至低
I can't wash my own feet
我没有办法洗我自己的脚
Will you come and wash mine
求你来洗我的脚好吗
And make them clean
让我的脚干净
Once more
再一次的干净
And I know it won't be the last time I come
我知道这不会是我来的最后一次
And I know I can come every day
但是我知道我每一天都可以来
Because you make me more and more to like and love cleanness
因为你使我越来越喜欢干净
And to hate uncleanness
恨不干净
So wash our feet I ask
所以我求你洗我们的脚。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
以上弥勒牧师的信息，我们知道我们何等的需要耶稣，需要耶稣亲自来洗我们的脚，除去我们心中一切的污秽，叫我们行走在这个世上所沾染的这一切的玷污，借着他的话，借着他的道，借着他的宝血得蒙洁净，叫我们能够守洁清心的侍立在他的面前，来服侍他，来与他一同坐席，来享受他的同在，然后每一次进到他的面前，不是随随便便的，叫我们先安静我们的心，省察我们自己。哈利路亚，叫我们不带着玷污进到他的面前。一个罪人不能见神的面。哈利路亚，圣经说唯有那清心的人得以见神。哈利路亚，他说那人非圣洁，没有人能够见神的面。今天唯有靠着他的宝血，借着道把我们洗净了，叫我们能够 坦然无惧地来到他的面前。当别人都随随便便的时候，我们可不能同流合污，因为我们这样的心爱这位耶稣，哈利路亚，他这样的爱干净，他这样的爱清洁，我们绝对不能够把那他所不喜悦的污秽带到他的面前。让我们都来耶稣的面前说，耶稣，我需要你再一次来洁净我，炼净我，使我的心全然属你，叫我里面那一切不属于你的污秽都从我里面拿走，让耶稣成为我们心中的一切。愿神祝福你。